Today, we celebrate the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ. And the liturgy invites us to enter more deeply into the mystery of the Eucharist, the supreme gift of Christ's priesthood. In the Eucharist, Jesus offered himself both as a sacrifice to the Father and as a banquet for his people. A gift that reveals the depth of his love and divine desire to remain with us always, as he promised. It's very interesting that in the first reading from Genesis, we encounter a figure who is given the name of Melchizedek. He was a mysterious king of Salem and priest of God the Most High. He offers a thanksgiving sacrifice of bread and wine in honor to Abraham's victory, an image that prefigures the Eucharist. So the scriptures tells us that very little about this king, Melchizedek. We have no much information about his origin or end. But we know that St. Paul uses this mystery surrounding this figure of Melchizedek to point to Christ. He's without father or mother or genealogy, but resembling the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. Unlike the Levitical priesthood that was passed from generation to generation, Christ's priesthood is eternal, rooted in divine, no human origin. So, my brothers and sisters, we echo this truth in today's responsorial psalm. You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. So Christ's priesthood is not only everlasting, it is active, life-giving, and extended in time through the ordinary ministries of the church. In the gospel, which is a beautiful gospel that talks about a miracle that we hear many times. A miracle that we know as the multiplication of the loaves and fish. And this miracle, we see not just a miracle by the sake of doing a miracle, but an act of compassion that accompanied that sign, that miracle. We notice how Jesus performed the same gestures when he performed that miracle, as he will later do at the Last Supper. He takes the bread and the fish, he blessed them, he breaks them, and he gives them to the disciples. These sacred actions prefigure the institution of the Eucharist. So the miracle takes place in Jesus' hands, but he entrusts the the distribution to his disciples, just as through the hands of priests. So Christ, through the priest, continued feeding his church with his body and blood. So the gospel tells us that they all ate and were satisfied. So my brothers and sisters, this is the Eucharist, the divine banquet that satisfies the deepest hunger of the human heart. The hunger for God and the desire we all have, and that the call we all have to have eternal life. So this solemnity that we celebrate today is a call to all of us to renew our love and faith in the Eucharist, to hunger more deeply for the bread of life, to approach the altar every time we have the gift of receiving Holy Communion with reverence and joy, but also to awaken that hunger in those who have grown indifferent. We are called, my brothers and sisters, to evangelize others, to evangelize our family, to evangelize our friends, to point out, to explain them how the Eucharist has transformed our life, how the Eucharist transforms our life every time we receive it, the power of the Eucharist. Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist. So that means in every tabernacle, Jesus waits silently, lovingly, for our presence. So if he is waiting for us, the question we need to ask ourselves is, how often do we come to adore him during the week? Because Jesus desires our friendship. In the Eucharist, in the tabernacle, there is a heart. There is a heart. It's not something that is there. It's someone. The Eucharist is not just spiritual nourishment. It is Jesus himself, living, present, offering his heart to yours. So every time we are ready, or we are coming to Mass, do we prepare our hearts, seeking to be pure as possible? He himself tells us, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. So is Jesus himself coming to us. So may this solemnity, my brothers and sisters, kindle in us a burning love for the Eucharist. May we never take for granted the incredible gift we receive at every Mass, when we have the privilege, the gift, to receive the Eucharist. And may we help awaken that love in others, so we can go home and tell others that the gift that is in the Eucharist can transform their life because it transformed yours. So that the whole world may know the joy of the one who is still with us, still feeding us, and is still calling us to himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.